You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Elvis Presley was like the rest of us. He worried about being poor.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by Dr. Oswald Hoffman, Lutheran Hour speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
God, great creator of the worlds and blessed redeemer of our bodies and souls in Christ your Son, help us to live with trusting confidence in your watchful and loving care, without worry about tomorrow, seeking your kingdom and your righteousness, and accepting your bounty in Christ our Lord and Savior. Amen. A pastor, who is a very good friend of mine, told me about a member of his congregation who had some serious health problems. The pastor read to him the words of our Lord recorded in Matthew 6. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit to his stature? And why take thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. At this point the pastor said to the man who was worried about his health, remember what Jesus said, do not be anxious about tomorrow. The man answered, that's one problem I don't have. I just don't worry about the future. Later in the course of the conversation, the man did express some concern about his wife. He said he is afraid when she drives her car on the highway and on the busy streets in that area. I don't like it when she takes a stroll with our dog after dark, he said. The pastor asked, why are you so concerned about your wife? The man explained, if something should happen to her, what am I going to do? All of us are like that man, who had no worries at all. All of us have worries of one kind or another. We think, we feel, and we worry. Jesus Christ offers good advice to every person alive. It's practical, down to earth, and absolutely true. Does anybody live any longer, even a little bit longer, by worrying about it? Birds don't plant any crops, and they don't harvest any crops. Yet they eat what the Heavenly Father provides. He takes care of them. Do you think that God our Father has any less concern about you? People are always worried about what they are going to wear. Wild flowers do not work or make clothes for themselves, but King Solomon, with all his wealth, never had clothes as beautiful as any of these flowers. It is God who puts clothes on the wild grass, grass that is here today and gone tomorrow. Don't you think he's got you in mind, even when it comes to something ordinary, like clothes? Then there's food. Where is food going to come from? People are always concerned about these things, said Jesus, especially the people who don't know anything about God. You have a Father in heaven, he said, and he knows you need all these things. Have a thought for him, a care for him, an eye out and an ear open for him. Be concerned, said Jesus, above everything else, for the kingdom of God and his righteousness. The other things will take care of themselves. Do not worry about tomorrow. It has enough worries of its own. There's no need to add to the troubles of tomorrow by worrying about tomorrow. I said that this is the most practical advice in the world. To many people, it sounds like the most impractical advice they ever heard in their lives. Food and clothing, along with health and happiness, are precisely the things you have got to worry about. That's what people say. If you don't worry about them, you're not living up to your responsibilities. Right there, Jesus Christ takes issue with all of that ordinary thinking that produces all of that ordinary worrying that is regarded as a necessary part of life if you're going to live up to your responsibilities. Jesus Christ was not against recognizing and accepting your responsibilities. He is all for that. The question he asks of everyone is this: why worry about it? That question, startling as it is, brings all of us face to face with God. It puts everyone on notice that God is something with which lots of people don't like to reckon and which others cannot bring themselves to recognize. In fact, Jesus Christ was not interested so much in giving people a prescription for worry as to bring them face to face with God. He was always telling people, have faith in God. God is great and God is good. I know. He's my Father. My Father and I are one, not just in our thoughts, but in our very being. If you want to know what my Father is like, look at me. Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. Have faith in God. Have great faith in God. Have supreme faith in God. He takes care of the birds of the air and the flowers of the field. You can see that. Why can't you have faith in him that he will take care of you? It's great news that God is, and it's good news that God cares. He cares about you. Don't take my word for it. Take the word of Jesus Christ for it. He knew all about God and called him Father. He talked to his Father as a son can be expected to talk to the Father he knows and loves. He obeyed his Father even unto death, drinking the last cup to the last drop. In all his wonderful and magnificent righteousness, the Son of God died for the sins of the world because his Father wanted him to do that for the whole world. God, my Father, cares, said Jesus. I have to take Jesus at his word because Jesus died for me. He died for you, too. He died for us all without any distinctions at all. We are all sinners with good reason to worry about our sins. But he died for us all. When Jesus says that God cares, I have to believe him because he knows firsthand what he's talking about. As a man bearing our sins on his cross, Jesus cried out for all of us, my God, why have you forsaken me? The loving care of his Father was disclosed only 3 days later for all the world to see, when he raised Jesus from the dead and declared him to be the Son of God with power, just by resurrection from the dead. Jesus says, God cares. I have to believe him. So I think, do you? Knowing how his Father cares and forgives and gives new life to people who have faith in him, Jesus said, why are you always going around worrying about tomorrow? It must have amazed him to see how people worry how the young worry, who have all their lives presumably ahead of them, how older people worry, who have all the evidence of God's blessings to remind them, how the wealthy worry even more than the poor, how the righteous worry along with the unrighteous, how even people who claim to know God worry themselves into the grave. All that worry doesn't make sense, said Jesus. Not when you put God in your heart and know him as I do. He is my Father, and he will be your Father too, as you put your trust in him. Why worry then about tomorrow? Tomorrow's got enough troubles of its own. You've got your own load today, right? Why add to it the load of tomorrow? That doesn't make sense. In fact, it's stupid. It's not just a good psychological tip, a rule for good mental health. When Jesus says it, it's a call, an insistent call to trust in God, whose power is evident in the world all around us. Not to speak about his artistic genius, which cannot be duplicated and only with the utmost difficulty even approximately imitated. Think of the plumage of ordinary birds and the beauty of ordinary wild flowers. Don't worry, said Jesus. Just think of that. Tomorrow will have its troubles. Jesus Christ is not saying that it won't. It's what you can expect because you're human. It's the kind of thing we make for ourselves by our own mistakes. It's what others make for us by their mistakes. It's what we experience because of the mistakes and the malice that are at large in the world around us. It's what Murphy's Law says is true. Nothing is as easy as it looks. Everything takes longer than expected. If anything bad can happen, it will at the worst possible moment. That's experience talking in a human way with a sense of humor. In fact, I've heard that another Irishman named O'Toole has observed about Murphy's Law that Murphy was an optimist. Tomorrow will have troubles of its own, said Jesus. But your Father is God today, and he will be God tomorrow. He redeemed your life from destruction yesterday and today, and he will redeem it tomorrow. He's watching out for you today, and he will watch out for you tomorrow. Put your faith in him, and don't worry about tomorrow. Whoever added one day to his life by worrying about tomorrow? Whoever added one inch to his stature by worrying about it? People may get stooped and stiffened by worry, but they never stand up straight and grow taller by worrying. Repentance toward God and faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ is a very practical thing. It works. It is real life in the real world in which we have to live. It is, Jesus said, eternal life right here and now, as it will be eternal life when time will be no more. It's trusting God for time and for eternity. How does faith in God work in a practical way? Jesus tells us how it works. Why not take him at his word? 1, do not add tomorrow's troubles to today. 2, don't worry, but go ahead and work. 3, live one day at a time and plan for tomorrow with confidence in God that he will do better than your plans. And 4, put everything in God's hands, casting all your cares on him, because you know something. He cares about you. He cares for you. Elvis Presley died last August at the age of 42. In the bedroom dressing area of his mansion, where he was found dead, he had 55 jackets and shirts, rings and jewelry, including a gold cross pendant with 236 round diamonds on it. He had a stable with 4 horses, a colt, and a Shetland pony. He had 2 Stutz Blackhawks, a black Ferrari, a 1955 Cadillac, and 4 other automobiles. Also 6 golf carts and 6 motorcycles. His airplanes included a Convair 880 jet, customized for 28 passengers, and a 9-passenger Jetstar. That's just the beginning. Not long before he died, Elvis took to wearing a bulletproof vest during public appearances. And once, when the cork of a champagne bottle was popped, he ducked for cover while his bodyguards completely surrounded him. Elvis was like the rest of us. He worried. Believe it or not, he worried a lot about being poor. My friend, don't be worried. You're a walking miracle. Your body is the world's wonder. Why be worried about clothing? Your God sent his only son to be your savior. Your God cares about you. Your God has an eye out for you. Concentrate on trusting him today. And don't worry about the troubles of tomorrow. Do the things that please him today. And don't worry about what could happen tomorrow. Praise him today and let him take care of tomorrow. Be concerned above everything else for the kingdom of God and let his righteousness glorify all your tomorrows. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all the ordinary things, the necessities of life, he will supply. Don't worry. He'll be God tomorrow. You can depend on it. You can depend on him. Do your work without worry. He feeds the birds and clothes the flowers with beauty. They don't worry. Why should you? Leave tomorrow's troubles for tomorrow. Trust in God that he cares today. And don't worry about tomorrow. How often does Jesus have to say it until we begin to believe him? Amen.